Hello friends, at last it worked. I went to the audio man on Thursday and within 5 or 10 minutes he got it ready, fixed it up, and I was listening to a music. He had a little miniature wireless set, and after he told me a few things about it, how to work it, we left. And when I got home, I tried it out and it was perfect. Sound was really good. And I think it was a very, very good job he did. And I was thankful that I'd gone to the trouble of going 3 times to get it sorted. And I'm also grateful for Michael for introducing me to the loop. Now, the loop consists of a piece of covered wire. It's about 1 metre long. On one end, there's an attachment to fit into the wireless where the earphone should go in. You just slot it in there, and on the other end of the wire, it's shaped like a question mark, and it just sits behind the hearing aid on the ear, so you don't need earphones at all, and the reception is perfect. I couldn't believe it. They're far better than earphones. Anyway, that was that, and we're okay now. We can carry on listening and have no interference, which is a good job. We've had some real bad weather just lately, and on Thursday last, or was it Friday, I believe, we had real thunderstorms and flashes of lightning. Then yesterday, Kathleen decided to go to a craft show, and we were in the house, Mary and I, and the storm started again. Well, unfortunately, Kathleen weren't here. The rain got heavier and heavier, pelting down. And then there was a torrential downpour, and we went to the front door and had a look. Slowly it was creeping up the step, and I thought to myself, now I look like I'm into paddle about the place from it. If this gets in here, it'll ruin the carpet and anything that's low lying. But Mary got down on with a bucket and a jug and started to fill the bucket. She then had to carry it through to the back door, throw it down there. And she went on like that for, quite a while. But she kept it in check. She saved the day. And when we looked out the bike, it's on a slope away from the step, which was lucky, because she'd thrown all the water out and it had nearly filled the bottom of the greenhouse. So we're water all around us. Anyway, we were escaped. Kathleen got home about 6 o'clock, and her feet were absolutely soaking. Shoes and stockings, lower part of the stockings. She'd been walking about in that all day. She said the ground where the tents were erected, it was just like a sludge mire, ankle deep. Anyway, we got over that. Today I stayed in and they went out. We've had a reasonably nice day. Just an odd shower, but nothing like it, what it has been. But tomorrow is supposed to be a nice day, but on Monday, and they're giving out real rough wet weather again, so it looks like being a bucket and spade job again. Poor old Mary. Anyway, she does it all, and she good-heartedly gets it done. One or two of my friends seem to have the water's come right to the doorstep, so they're very lucky. And I really do hope it hadn't gone any higher and gone in the house. There's nothing worse, I don't suppose, than a flood, especially if it gets indoors. It ruins the carpets, and as I say, any small line stuff is useless. And it's such a lot of trouble and expense. So we were pleased we were able to control it. Things are going nice and smoothly, and my health seems to be static, not bothering me a great deal. No worse than what it has been, I suppose. It's something I can manage with it anyway. And don't worry. I do hope there were friends of mine who were having trouble with the water. I hope it's ebbing now and dying away. But I know around Worcester, it's really, really very bad. And one of my friends lives near there. And she must have been really on her toes, thinking the water had entered the house. But I hope it hasn't. Well, she said it hadn't, but I hope it hadn't gone any further. So we'll have to look out now for Monday. God willing, we shall overcome that. It seems to have been mostly over the country, but the north has had it very bad in the Midlands. And this time, in this last few days, it's been the south that's suffered. Well, apart from that, as I said, everything's okay, so there's nothing to really panic about, although it is a worrying time. Anyway, I have a joke for you. There were a rabbi and a priest driving cars, and they had a serious accident and totally broke the cars up. When the rabbi got out of the car, which was a total mess, he went over to see the other chap, the other driver, and he noted him, he was a priest. So he said, like, you are a priest? He says, yeah. So he said, well, this must be God's will, that we be saved out of this mess. He says, because when we look around, the car's total right, so it must be God's will that we live through it. He looked around a bit, and he said, yes, the priest agreed with him. It must have been God's will that they both survived this severe accident. Anyway, they were looking around, and the rabbi says, ah, here's another miracle. He says, there's a bottle of wine here, look, it's not been touched, it's not broken, nothing. He said, it must be God's will that we must drink this and live together and be happy with each other forevermore. So he says, oh yeah. The old priest agreed with him, he says, yeah. So he took the rabbi took the cap off the bottle, it was wine, and he gave it to the priest. He says, do you want to drink? So the old priest really had a good tumble at it. You're an Irish priest. He had a real good Irish gargle at it. And he gave it back to the rabbi, and the rabbi screwed the cap back on. So the priest says to him, he says, aren't you going to have a drink? No, he says, I think I'll wait till the police come. he got his head screwed on, hadn't he? Cheerio, all the best to you all.